welcome back to the Potstickers and Punsin podcast, a podcast where three Asian Americans discuss their thoughts on anything and everything. So in today's episodes, we are going to be looking at the Enneagram personality test, and we're just going to be talking about it, seeing if we think it's correct or not, and then, yeah. So I'm Janelle, and as always, I have the two potstickers, Teresa.
Hello.
And Caitlin with me.
Hello.
Yay. As a disclaimer, personality tests do not define you because we are all unique people and cannot be categorized. That was supposed to sound like the people in the commercials that are like,
oh,
blah, 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 blah,
blah. PSA.
Oh, yeah. PSA. Yes. Taxes may apply.
They go so fast.
They do go so fast. Anyways, yeah, because sometimes personality tests are made during a time when people were, you know, wanted to categorize people and they just be racist, you know, so.
So this is all for fun.
This is all for fun. Nothing can tell you exactly who you are.
Don't take it too seriously, friends.
Heart fingers. Okay, so today, my resources come from the EnneagramInstitute.com, as well as my freshman year roommate in college.
Lovely.
Yes. So basically, if you don't know what the Enneagram is, it is a set of 9 distinct personality types. So according to the Enneagram Institute, although there's like 9 different ones, it's common to relate to some things in all of them, but one of them should stand out the most if you like read about it, and that one should just be the one that stands out to you the most is the one that you identify with, and that's called your basic personality type. And they say that we are all born with that dominant type. So yeah, there are 9 different types, so I will just briefly go over all of them. So type 1 is called the reformer, and they describe them as principled, purposeful, self-controlled, and a perfectionist. Type 2 is called the helper, and they are generous, demonstrative, people-pleasing, and possessive. Oop. Oh yeah, there's good and bad to each, obviously. That's how personality tests work. Type 3 is the achiever, who is adaptable, excelling, driven, and image conscious. Type 4 is expressive, type 4 is called the individualist, and they're expressive, dramatic, self-absorbed, and temperamental. Type 5 is the investigator, who is perceptive, innovative, secretive, and isolated. Type 6 is the loyalist, who is engaging, responsible, anxious, and suspicious. And type 7 is the enthusiast, who is spontaneous, versatile, acquisitive, and scattered. Type 8 is the challenger, who's self-confident, decisive, willful, and confrontational. And type 9 is the peacemaker, who is receptive, reassuring, complacent, and resigned. So, based on my scrambled definition, those are all of the 9 different types. So, we have all taken the Enneagram test, or some sort of Enneagram test before, and so I have the data compiled here for each of our... Yeah, just like the little computer noises. I have the data compiled for all of our Enneagram types. So first we're just going to start going through the main types. So Teresa, according to your Enneagram test, you are an Enneagram 6 as your main type. So as I said before, the 6 is the loyalist. So they describe them in a very long page. Well, it's not that yours is like long, but they just describe everyone's in a long page. They talk a lot about a bunch of stuff, and I'm not an expert. That was also another FYI. I'm not an expert. I just read on the internet about this. So, internet expert.
The best.
A researcher, if you will. So, they say sixes are reliable, hardworking, responsible, and trustworthy. They call them excellent troubleshooters because they foresee problems and foster cooperation, but can also become defensive, evasive, and anxious, running away, running on stress while also complaining about.
Wait, that's you! That's you!
Oh, that's kind of funny. Hold on. Okay, we still have more. Okay, so they can be cautious and indecisive, but also reactive, defiant, and rebellious. They typically have problems with self-doubt and suspicion. At their best, they are internally stable and self-reliant, courageously championing themselves and others. Their key... This is the muscle pose. So some of their key motivations are that they want to have security, feel supported by others. I don't know what that means. To test the attitudes of others towards them and to fight against anxiety and insecurity. Okay, so that was the main type. And then my notes have a bunch of stuff that we're going to talk about later. But based around all of these descriptive words, what are some things that you like definitely relate to? Are there some things that you're like, nah?
The running on stressful complaining about it.
That's incredibly...
Because I literally do that. I go on my runs and I complain to people about how stressed I am.
On runs?
Yeah. On runs, wow.
Yes, literally. I'll be like,
oh my god, this is terrible. I have this to do. Oh my gosh, what about this? Yes.
Yeah.
I get very stressed.
I would agree that you are very reliable and hardworking.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good that choice. One works.
That one works too.
Yeah. I don't know. They say you're motivated by wanting to have security and feeling supported by others. What are your thoughts?
Extend the microphone.
Yes, we have a microphone.
I don't know if that's a motivation. I think the most big one is to fight against anxiety and insecurity. Which is like, I don't want to fail, therefore I have to succeed.
Mm-hmm. That's very, we'll talk about this later, but that's very type one as well, which is interesting. So that, yeah, see, it's like you have a bunch of,
Caitlin just pointed at herself.
Yeah, you have a bunch of other, like, descriptive words related to, like, types other than six. So, yeah, so that's type six. So, what did I say it was? The loyalist. Yes, you're a very loyal friend.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
100% can agree.
Mm-hmm. Yay. Problems Yay. With self-doubt and suspicion?
Suspicion? Are you suspicious of yourself?
I don't know about myself. I think that's self-doubt. Isn't self-doubt, or having self-suspicion, isn't that self-doubt?
Yes.
Yeah,
so, yes.
Probably. I have, yes. Like, I have that.
And I mm-hmm. feel like I tend to be suspicious of people.
I'm yes, like, that is very true.
I'm like, why are you doing this?
Anytime I'm with Teresa,
we're like,
She's like,
Oh, Caitlin told me that you started adopting our finger guns.
Yeah.
I did it at Run Club the other day because, like, we're supposed to go to brunch and then some people backed out. I mean, I did too, so finger guns at me. I texted in our little, like, group chat for, like, our executive board people, and I was like, I'm pointing finger guns at you right now. And then somebody else did the little sign and went, pew, pew. And I was like,
yeah, there, it's just pew, like this, though. It's
yeah,
finger,
I know.
But it's the same.
But it's
yeah.
okay.
Same thing.
But, yeah, I do tend to be kind of suspicious of people.
That's funny.
That is funny.
Okay. So now we have Caitlin. Hi. And based on your test that we took, you are an Enneagram 1.
Yay!
The reformer. Okay, so the reformer. Oops, that's the wrong part. Okay, here I am. Oh, this is the name of like them together.
Oh,
I have no idea.
Okay.
Unconfirmed.
Okay.
Okay, so type one, based on the internet, they said that ones are conscientious and ethical with a strong sense of right and wrong. They're teachers, crusaders, and advocates for change, always striving to improve things, but afraid of making a mistake. Well organized, orderly, and fastidious. Does anyone know what that means?
It's like very like neat and like I think detail oriented.
Okay,
I could be wrong.
Cool,
maybe
cool,
should
cool,
look
cool.
it up.
Audience, please look it up.
Look
oh,
it
thank
up,
you.
Caitlin, really quick.
Okay,
while we continue.
They try to maintain high standards, but can slip into being critical and perfectionistic. They typically have problems with resentment and impatience. At their best, they are wise, discerning, realistic, and noble, and
yeah.
can be morally heroic. Is that correct?
Google says
right, yeah.
yes, very attentive to and concerned about accuracy of details.
Detail-oriented.
Nice. Yes. Cute. Okay, so the key motivations for a type one is you want to be right, to strive higher and improve everything, to be consistent with their ideals, to justify themselves, to be beyond criticism so as not to be condemned by anyone. Wow, you want to be beyond criticism.
So
that's godlike? Godlike? Okay, so
what Enneagram does, I guess.
Okay, so Caitlin, once again, are there any things based on that description that you totally agree with or you totally disagree with?
I think the wanting to be right to avoid criticism is actually a very me thing. I do that a lot with like presentations. I'll over research things when I don't need to, or I'll put too much effort into something when I actually didn't need to put that much effort into it, because I'm afraid people are going to ask me something that I don't know, and I don't want to say I don't know.
Very mood. Very mood. High standards, yep. I like that the strong sense of wrong, right and wrong, that's very cute, and ethical decisions.
I don't think I'm a big advocator. I don't think I go to like,
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I think you have opinions about
me. I do have opinions.
Sure. But like, yes, very strong opinions. But I don't know if you're like super like, yes, yes, let's go do it.
Let's get everyone together. Yeah. Rallies.
Mm-hmm. But honestly, our honors teacher makes me feel like that sometimes.
Yes.
Yes. She's like, our honors teacher. Here's all this info. And I'm like, wow, I feel like I could do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of her, I was watching Jeopardy because my cousin was on it earlier this week.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And one of the questions was about Shirley Chisholm.
And on Boston. Yes. On
and the question was like, what state was she like senator for or representative? And I was like, oh, New York!
Wow! We love that. Wow.
Okay.
I'm so proud of you.
I think that Caitlin's a good teacher. I still remember.
The Orgo!
Yes. Caitlin spent an hour, like our entire lunch period, teaching me one concept for Orgo.
Amazing. She's dedicated.
Yeah. And at first Caitlin was like, Tracy, you just have to see it in your head. And I was like, I cannot. And then she showed me on the little models.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me 5 years to get it. But I got it.
That's what matters.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. I'm proud. Mm. Okay. Yay. Okay. Anything else you wanted to...
No, think it mostly aligns with me,
except for maybe advocate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm not going to rallies every day. I do support in the background and quietly.
Caitlin,
yes.
Would you say you are morally heroic? Thoughts. Takes the microphone.
Well, I don't even know what that means.
That's a good point. I don't think that. I saw it.
But you just
like, sounds cool.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Are you out there saving the people from getting stuck in trees?
I can't even climb a tree. The door?
I guess that's just similar to strong sense of right and wrong.
Is it like a Captain America thing?
Oh, me?
Morally heroic.
It sounds like Captain America. So I guess the question is Kate from Captain America? Thoughts?
No.
No.
No. Currently, I am not Captain America.
Mm-hmm. Fine.
That's okay.
The Falcon is.
Oh, this is true.
Okay.
Ooh, yes, Janelle's turn.
Okay, so based on my test, my Enneagram is type 9, which is the peacemaker. I kind of have that one memorized because it's mine. But, yeah, so... Based on the internet, nines are accepting, trusting, and stable. They are usually creative, optimistic, and supportive, but can also be too willing to go along with others to keep the peace. They want everything to go smoothly and be without conflict, and they can also tend to be complacent, simplifying problems and minimizing anything upsetting. They typically have problems with inertia.
Physics.
Inertia. Yeah, I definitely do. And
do you get motion sick?
No, but I just don't understand.
It's like getting started, I think.
Yeah.
That sounds right. Honestly, yeah. And stubbornness. At their best, indomitable and all-embracing, they are able to bring people together and heal conflicts. Key motivations for type 9 include wanting to create harmony in their environment, to avoid conflicts and tension, to preserve things as they are, to resist whatever would upset or disturb them.
You're an airbender.
I've been wrong my whole life, waterbending through the pool.
Sorry, we need to get you an air blower or a leaf blower and just go.
An air blower? A fan.
Get you a tiny fan.
I have a fan.
A handheld fan.
Cute. Okay.
Thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Thoughts. Okay, well, obviously I've done research on this. Research as in like sporadic research and definitely not in depth. And I've taken the Enneagram a couple times. The thing with the Enneagram is that you, as with most personality tests, I believe, you have to answer as truthfully as possible, but also when the type of test I was taking, you have to like choose the word that was describe you for the most amount of time in your life. Like, for example, I feel like I've changed, especially in college, more, but this is who I feel like I am for most of my life. And I still believe like some parts are the same. Like, definitely I've always been an optimistic person, and I just don't want to argue with anyone, and conflicts is something I don't enjoy, especially confrontation and stuff like that. So I definitely agree with that. But I wouldn't say I'm as complacent as I used to be, but definitely I would be like, sure. But now I'm like, no. So yes. It's gotten better. But yeah, that's the thing with the Enneagram. It's like, make sure you answer to who you believe that you are for the longest period of time, or who you like truly believe you are. Because sometimes I'm like, I think the first time I took it, I got something related to the anxious side. Mm-hmm. That's because I was anxious at that moment of my life. Like, it was, like, freshman year. So I was like, oh, yeah, I do be anxious. And they're like, you have the anxious type. But then I took it again, and then again. And then I got this one. I was like, oh, yeah, it's this one. So, yeah. What else? Problems with inertia? Yeah, if that's starting something, yeah,
I have problems getting started and like keeping it going. That is what like inertia is. Like, it's like the thing that's keeping things going.
Okay, yeah, sometimes that happens. Like if I start projects and then I like leave it. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of unfinished crafts.
Oh yeah,
from my youth. Let's see. Yeah, everything going smoothly. Huh, that's me. And I simplify things and minimize anything upsetting. I'm like, bye. And I feel like that's almost related to like toxic positivity, because I can get into that sometimes. Like, I'm just like, everything's fine. But I'm like, Janelle, sometimes things aren't fine. You gotta accept that. but yeah, what do you guys think?
There was something that I forgot what I was gonna say. The part about like willing to just like go along with others to keep the peace. I think like I can definitely see that in your personality trait, but I think you're less like that now. Like, I don't think it's as obvious anymore, but I feel like, it's definitely something that is there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially like when we were talking about like, oh, how you're always like, oh, that move is nice.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You don't have, like, a super strong opinion about either of them.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's like, yeah.
Yeah, that is something I have.
That is very true. I forgot about that.
Lots of movies and stuff. I'm like, yeah, I kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah, and then Teresa and I will be on the other side with our very strong opinions.
Yeah, I usually don't have strong opinions on stuff. And it's probably because I don't want to make anyone angry. Anything, Caitlin?
Would you say that is your key motivation?
Motivation to create harmony in the environment.
I want
people to be happy. I also definitely want to avoid conflicts and tension. It makes me nervous. I'm like,
oh no.
Preserve things as they are. That's an interesting one, because preserving things as they are has a lot to do with like accepting change.
So do you not like accepting change?
Do you like change? Thoughts on that?
we got our two microphones.
Thoughts on that. I feel like I'm at
a press conference.
Yeah. Definitely, I would say for most of my youth, I didn't like change, especially big life changes. Like, I guess when I moved to college, I had a breakup, and I was like, I'm sad, and it was, like, rough. Not that rough, but, like, it's hard to imagine life like differently. And also, sometimes I just want to like stay in one period of my life, you know? Does that make sense? Like, I don't even want to get older now. I don't want to go to grad school.
Me.
I just want to enjoy a time right now.
I was telling my parents, I said, I don't have to worry about healthcare. I don't want to have to worry about insurance or taxes.
Very true, very true. Oh, I also do trust people a lot.
Oh, yeah. The opposite of Teresa.
Yeah, I know. I'm suspicious of everyone.
She is very suspicious of everyone.
First impressions for me are really big.
Yeah,
I've noticed. Yes, I remember that.
If I get a bad first impression of somebody, that tends to stick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually I'll be like, oh, it's cool. I like that they said stable.
I think I love that for me. Stable.
Thank you. We'll see. I'm just kidding. Okay.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm pretty, I think so.
Are we talking about
the wings? Now we're talking about the wings. Okay, so based on the Enneagram Institute, there is a wing, and it can come up when you take a test, and you can be like, what is that? Well, friends, the wing,
let me tell you,
everyone.
So no one is a pure personality type, because as I said, you can find yourself in all of the types, like you can agree with some parts, because everyone's a unique mixture of the basic type, and usually it's the ones that are next to you numerically, like if you're a 3, you could have a wing 2 or 4, because it's just closest to you in number, I guess. Also, the numbers don't mean anything. They're not ranked. They're just numbers.
Mm-hmm.
The number that's, like, next to you, that's your wing. So your basic type dominates your overall personality, but the wing complements and adds some other important elements to your total personality. So if you feel like the main one didn't fully encompass you, perhaps the wing gives a little something-something.
A little spice to that.
I got it.
Flavor.
The basic number is like your soup stock.
Yeah.
The wing is like the little extra spices and salt you add into it.
I love that. Very good analogies. Okay, so we're gonna go back to Teresa again. So when you took the test, they said you're a 6 with a wing of a 5. And that means the type 5 is the investigator, and type 6 is the loyalist. I don't remember what they are together, but
that's okay.
Also, the information I got about the wing stuff, I saw on an Instagram account.
Oh, cute.
So, yeah, it's hard to research, like, the Enneagram and the wing and what they, like, are actually defined as, so I just gathered a bunch of information. Yeah. So, when you combine the two, 6 wing 5, they said your basic fear is losing security and stability, but you desire close and stable relationships, and you have some certain stressors or energizers. So your stressors include sudden expected change, changing or loss of relationship, or being ignored. And energizers include stable people, jobs, finances, etc., responsive people, and feeling productive. And then they said that your strengths, or what you're best at, include helping others solve problems practically, showing up when a friend is needed, you are very efficient, and you pay attention to the details. Okay, so again, I didn't like pull up the whole description of the 5, because I thought that would be a lot, but they also did say they're perceptive, innovative, secretive, and nice. But do you think you agree with some of these things?
I think so. I do get stressed when I'm ignored. Or if I feel like I'm being ignored.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like sometimes I'm kind of needy. And I'm like,
Caitlin!
That's okay. Oh, yeah. Caitlin was like, oh, Teresa texted me. I think she just wants to do something today.
Yeah. Sometimes Caitlin will text me and she'll go, Teresa! And I'll go, oh, it's Caitlin! She's texting me.
That's cute.
Let's see. Yeah, I do like people who respond fast, because I respond kind of fast. Because I don't know why that is. I feel like I check my email like 100 times a day.
Yeah, me too.
Like, obsessively. Mm-hmm. So when people don't check their emails or like don't respond to me like right away, I'm like,
You're like, what?
Why?
What are you possibly doing right now?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Energizers? I don't know about finances being an energizer. I like making money, but I don't like anything else.
Yeah, that's an interesting way to look at it. Like, does it... Do you, like, feel better if things are stable?
Yeah, so, like, you have stable income if you didn't have stable income.
Yeah. It's almost and stable.
yeah, honestly, but I don't know. Some people are fine going in between jobs. Like, freelancers.
That's true. Yeah, I do like things being... I like being planned, like having plans for everything.
Mm-hmm.
I like knowing like what time people will come over and like what time I should be doing things. Yeah, and unexpected change, I don't like that. When somebody's like, oh, like,
yeah,
never mind, I can't do that anymore. Or like, oh, mm-hmm. like, I'm just gonna drop by now. I'm like, oh, but I already had other things planned and now I have to change my plans to fit you in.
Whack.
Yeah, which is, like, okay. Which is funny because I used to think that I was really easygoing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I am.
I used to think that I was very planned, but I'm getting less planned.
I think I'm getting more planned.
I still love a plan, but I'm getting, like,
that's
less
good.
Planned.
That's good.
Like, my mom invited me to this party yesterday. And I'm like, sure, why not?
Sure.
Also, my schedule is more free today.
Mm-hmm.
This is
less,
true.
Less exams.
This is true.
It depends on the day. But, yeah. Interesting.
Strengths?
I think you do help people solve problems.
I like helping people solve problems. Sometimes it's frustrating because, like, to me it seems really obvious what the solution is,
mm-hmm.
but then they haven't, like, figured mm-hmm. it out for themselves yet. So then I'm like, you need to do this. And they're like, no. Mm. And I'm like, ugh. I'm like, fine. And then eventually
whatever.
They'll be like, yeah. That is a good idea. I should do that. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
good for you. Good for you. Thank you. I like being efficient.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think show up when a friend in need is very true. Anytime I texted you over the summer, you'd always be able to call, except when you're on your trip. But you did call me a couple times when you were on your trip.
Yeah! I know. Every single time I got Wi-Fi while
like,
I was like, out of the country, because otherwise you have to like pay to
yeah.
like,
ooh,
service,
yes.
right? So whenever I had Wi-Fi, I was like, me,
here's a hundred.
Mm-hmm.
Cute.
Yeah.
I like the secretive.
The secretive is funny. Do you feel isolated? Do you
well,
like being isolated?
I don't think that's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I like being alone, but then sometimes I get too lonely.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
isolated is different.
I don't mm-hmm. think I like being isolated.
Yeah, I think isolated's definitely different.
You're like, oh no.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm innovative. I think I can come up with solutions to problems, but nothing like, you know, like not Elon Musk. I'm like, let me tinker with this and come up with something new. Oh my gosh, did you hear that? He like,
they broke up.
Broke up?
Yeah, I saw that.
I didn't even know he was married, so.
I thought they were just dating.
Oh, were they?
And his son with the name I cannot pronounce.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think also they're like, he's probably just sitting at home by himself.
Maybe.
And I was like, no. Okay, what's next? Okay, Caitlin.
Oh, my turn.
Yes. So
Caitlin's
for her Enneagram, she has a wing 9 to her Enneagram 1. And according to the internet, this was called the idealist, unconfirmed.
We don't really know.
We don't know. Mm-hmm. So, with your wing, your basic fear is making wrong choices and being unethical, with a basic desire of being morally good and an advocate for others. Caitlin loves. Type 1 wing 9 loves order and routine, receiving praise, making a positive difference, and tidy, organized spaces. With anything about negativity, you want to avoid it or distract yourself.
That one's actually very true.
True.
They said avoid it is based on the type 9 and distract is based on the type 1.
Good job. You got a double whammy.
Both. I did get a double whammy.
Your strengths are that you are true to your values, you are generally calm and balanced, and you're consistent and reliable. Okay, so what are your thoughts?
Let's see. I think the fear makes the most sense, making wrong, like, choices. Mm-hmm. I know about the, like, the ethical part, but I'm sure it's there. Because, I mean, like, even when I'm in the hospital, like, doing rotation stuff, I'm always, like, nervous mm-hmm. when I'm around patients. Like, it's gotten better to where, like, I know what I'm doing now.
Oh, that's
so, like, I don't have to worry about messing it up. It's not like I'm giving them, like, injections where it's going to kill them or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still like, oh, hold on. Just got to check with the nurses.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We love the nurses. To be morally good and advocate for others.
Is that something you desire?
As of, like, I don't know, maybe as I grow older, maybe I'll grow into that part. I think the wing 9 part is really coming in with this one, with the wing 1.
I love the negativity part.
Just avoid it and distract. Because I want to be good, but I don't know, do I advocate for others? I do it in the silence of the background.
Silence of the background.
Yeah.
I think that's step 1.
Yeah.
I'm part of step 1.
Good job.
I think you are definitely true to your values and consistent and moral.
That
I think you have, like you said, you have strong opinions, and, like, you kind of stick to them.
Mm.
I think Caitlin also likes receiving praise.
Do I?
Like the stickers. What class were we in? We were like, oh, we should get stickers. Little gold stars.
Mm.
Do you remember that?
I don't remember that. I like getting, like, stickers for doing good things.
Yeah.
The nurses will give them to me sometimes.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
But, like, I don't know if that counts as, verbal praise. Makes me uncomfortable.
Oh, I'm
but
not talking about that.
Yeah.
But, like, if you get, like, a sticker.
Stickers
from
make
job,
me very happy.
Yeah. That kind of phrase.
Mm-hmm. Caitlin, unfortunately, has a not tiny unorganized space. It's just, within the space, but it's just a little chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
Within the space.
It's like, my organized
it's
TV.
Organized
chaos.
Organized chaos. Mm-hmm. And it works for her. That's where all the papers are. And I was
Job.
Are you talking about, because I take over our dining table, and it's just,
yes,
I
have,
except the one part where I
space.
Eat.
Yeah.
Very cute. But do you like order and routine?
I do like routines. I don't like when things get out of routine. Well, it's not that I don't like them. I've slowly become more accommodating to, like, be more chillax. And I think it's because of Janelle. Because I live with Janelle in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely like when things are, like, on time.
Because you like getting things done.
I do like getting
things
done.
On time
done.
Or, like, beforehand. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you don't have that routine, then it doesn't get done on time.
You
That's
also
true.
Do have, like, a... almost a daily routine, like, especially, like, you
dedicate have a daily
time
routine.
To working out,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I have gotten more, like, wishy-washy on working out again.
Yeah.
So that's good, though.
Mm-hmm.
We love you staying healthy, and I just be like, I'll decide when I wanna.
Yeah, sometimes I'll just take you when I can.
I know, yeah, I can only really on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
But sometimes I take a shower, and then I'll be like, not today.
Can't do it anymore.
Not today.
Okay. So there's my... what?
I'll just make sure it's okay.
Okay.
Janelle's turn.
Okay. So, my Enneagram says that I am a 9 wing 1, which is weirdly, I don't think it's the opposite of Caitlin's, but it's weird that we both have, like, this 9 wing 1.
Yeah.
We're like, ta-na.
Yeah. The Spider-Man meme.
We're both this.
Oh, yeah. I'm you, but different.
So, again, I'm you, but different. I'm just like you.
I'm just like you. You're just like me.
So the internet says that it's called the dreamer.
Mm.
Once again, unconfirmed. But basically, they said that my basic fear is loss and separation, and I desire peace within myself and harmony with others. That was specified.
Ooh.
And I thought that was interesting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It says... 9 wing 1 loves routine, being cozy,
cozy.
Hearing thank you, giving advice, drama free friends.
Oh,
peace
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm stressed out by disappointing others, feeling overlooked, and drama. The 9 wing 1 strengths are work ethic, open minded, helping, advising others, and keeping the peace. Okay, so I also really liked this one.
Mm-hmm.
Desiring peace within myself and harmony with others is I think very true. I like to not be stressed, obviously, mm-hmm. or feel anything besides calm and content. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say like happy, but just content. In harmony with others, yeah, if I feel like there's anything wrong, then I start to be like, oh no, and then that causes no peace within myself.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing thank you, yeah, I love thank yous. I remember the words of affirmation, girl.
Love language.
Yeah, they go together. Mm-hmm. Drama-free friends, that's funny. And stressed out by drama, very mm-hmm. relatable. Oh yeah, I am stressed out by disappointing others. I think I'm working on it, but I also haven't thought about it in a while. I haven't disappointed anyone yet, mm-hmm. except we'll get back my tests soon. And then my professor would be like, and I'll be like, no, sir, don't say it. I gotta go. Don't say it, I gotta go. I do like helping, advising others. I'm not sure if I am helpful, but I like to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to think that I am open-minded about things before mm-hmm. making a solid decision about mm-hmm. someone or something.
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts on...
I just like the being cozy.
I know, I like the cozy.
Oh, what about routine?
Oh, yeah. I have a Google Sheets form where I plan out all my classes, obviously, but I also will give myself enough time to do tasks. There's like a little time on the side, and then there's each day, and then all the little boxes are 30-minute increments. Mm. So I like, it's kind of also wishy-washy, because sometimes I'll be like, oh, oops, I cleaned instead of doing this, but like I kind of, it's just nice. Mm-hmm. It just looks cute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It looks like I'm organized. Mm-hmm. Usually routines, yeah. I like to eat dinner at the same time and go to bed at like the same time. But sometimes I can switch it up, but only sometimes. It has to depend on the time mm-hmm. of my life right now.
Mm-hmm.
I like the drama-free friends.
Mm-hmm. We're pretty drama-free.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We all love that. Sometimes if friends be more drama, then you're like, I'm like, not for me. Because mm-hmm. then I start to get mixed up in all this other mm-hmm. stuff.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then I just peacefully, I don't even like tell them I won't be friends with them now. I'll just peacefully separate.
Goodbye.
Bye. Like the meme where he does the peace sign and disappears.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Fear, loss, and separation? Yes.
Yes.
Because then that disturbs my peace.
Mm-hmm.
True. Mm,
okay. Okay, so now I wanted to play a little game. I hope this works. I haven't tried it yet. But basically, I want to play like a most likely to game, but based on all of our descriptors of ourselves, we can also look at my notes because I don't remember everything. We'll say who's most likely to do that based on their things. Hopefully this works. Let's see. Some of these are, I feel like they're like for high schoolers. They said, who's most likely to go to college? And I said,
we're
all of us.
All of us. Yeah.
We made it.
Okay. I'm just going through the list trying to find a weird one.
Mm-hmm.
Who's most likely to become a CEO?
Oh,
good question. Okay. Characteristics of CEOs.
Organized.
Mm-hmm. Detail-oriented. Yeah.
They know what they want, so...
Assertive.
Assertive.
What is the word called?
I don't know.
They could work well with others, but cooperative. But they could also be like dominating. Is that the word?
Or something like that?
Some of them. I don't know. Some of them can be mean.
Yeah.
I mean, pro- probably Teresa's. She had innovative as one of the descriptors. I'm just saying.
The next Elon Musk.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Based off on only your Enneagram, yes,
that's
Teresa.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Catch me in 20 years, friend.
Yes. Take us all out to lunch.
Yeah. At some Michelin star
restaurant.
Yeah,
Michelin star restaurant. Where the serving sizes are just...
I know, they're so small.
And I'm like, I'm going to be hungry again.
Okay. Who is most likely to break a world record?
Oh.
What kind of world record?
Any world? Know, there's a lot of stupid world
you
records
could just make
out
one
there.
Up sometimes, too. Sometimes,
oh, that's true, that's true.
Sometimes people just do something no one has ever done, and then they're like, I did a record. And they're like, oh, okay.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Well, does there a random one?
Teresa foresees problems, cooperation, gosh, is hardworking. Caitlin is conscientious and high standards. And then I'm optimistic. I feel like you would be either Teresa or Caitlin.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I can't imagine myself coming up with a world record.
I can't imagine my Enneagram coming up with a world record. I mean, maybe for being the most vocal.
Most advocates.
Most advocates.
Yes.
Most likely to advocate. These are kind of funny.
What do they say?
I don't know. They're inappropriate.
Oh, no.
It's La Cosmopolitan.
Beep, beep.
Beep. Okay. Who's most likely to marry someone they just met?
Oh, you.
Yeah.
The dreamer
trusting.
One. I was trusting,
yeah.
Open.
Suspicious.
I was like, not Teresa's
like,
Enneagram.
Stay away.
Teresa's Enneagram's like, I'm suspicious of everything.
Don't touch me.
That's funny. And I do,
Well, your Enneagram's the most open-minded out of all of ours.
Yes, open-minded and trusting.
Mm-hmm. We're all just like, Teresa and I are just like, nah.
Hi. Okay. Most likely to fake their own death?
Oh, probably my Enneagram if they're going to advocate for something, right?
Oh, yeah. They get themselves into something a little too much.
Yeah.
Then they get in trouble.
That sounds like something
authorities.
My Enneagram. They advocate for things.
You're very smart.
They're doing it for good reasons.
You're very well organized. You would have that down to the exact time you die, and then
the
where you go, and how you hide it, and how you pin it on someone else.
Perfect.
Good job.
That goes into someone also who is most likely to commit a crime.
Oh,
but,
also mine, probably.
Yeah, probably.
You said, I have it down.
I'm going to break in to advocate for so-and-so.
That's exactly
right.
Why.
Very true.
I was like, oh, it's definitely mine.
Very true. Who is, let's see, most likely to become a millionaire?
Oh, well, Teresa's.
My Enneagram.
Yeah, Teresa's Enneagram. It's the innovative. It always
She is so innovative.
The CEOs are always like big dreams, big plans. Let's storyboard everything.
And they're trustworthy.
Yeah.
Some people are like, yes, we will invest money into you and your CEO own company.
And I'll probably be the one protesting your company.
Yeah.
Oh. And I'll just be like, stop for
Stop,
keep the peace. We cannot have this. Otherwise, I will not be Mr. You'll See Your Friend anymore. Yay! Okay. Very cute. Yay! Okay, that was an okay game, but we tried our best.
It was funny.
It was cute.
I just don't know that much.
But thank you everyone for listening. We really like these little, what's it called? Personality test ones. We'll try and do like the... It's the four-letter one.
Myers-Briggs?
Yes.
Myers-Briggs, yeah.
The four-letter one. And any other ones, maybe horoscopes we could do.
Oh, yeah.
We
could do the Chinese one.
Yeah,
instead
that
of
one
the...
too.
Oh, yeah.
We could do all.
Yeah.
All of the above.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're all kind of like the same Chinese horoscope.
Oh, yeah.
Well, except for you.
Yeah.
You guys are.
Yeah, because you're the bunny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What are you?
Dragon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the horoscopes are kind of fun. Mm-hmm. I also don't know that much, but I will do a little quick little Google search. Yes. That's enough for this podcast.
That's all that matters.
They should be cute.
Yeah. So follow us on Instagram at Postickers and Punce to stay up to date and get sneak peeks of our new episodes. And then you can also send us questions on Instagram via the Google form linked in our bio. We will answer them in our future episodes. And new episodes come out every Friday. So if you liked this one, don't forget to subscribe and share. Thanks, everyone. Bye. Bye.